This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Extracting shale oil and gas by cracking the rock has made sand, like you see at the beach, a $10 billion industry. Fracking in the U.S. uses 100 billion pounds of it every year, a lot of it from Wisconsin, Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
In December 2013, the Wisconsin Department of Justice settled its biggest case involving pollution from a sand mine. A company called Preferred Sands admitted to multiple air and water pollution violations at a site in Trempealeau County. Most vividly, after a spring storm, discharge from the Preferred site went across a road and into a nearby home.
This sort of massive, sandy, sludgy stuff literally went through an Amish family's living room.
Pat Malone is a University of Wisconsin cooperative extension professor who works with local government.
I mean, it's like waking up in the middle of the night going, I don't think I'd like to swim.
6 inches of discharge blocked the road. Workers spent 3 days clearing it. Given sand mining's scale, the fine doesn't seem very big. $200,000. Last summer, an investment firm put $680 million into Preferred Sands. The State Department of Natural Resources says that at last count, just 37% of all active mines had gotten full inspections since mid-2013, hopes to inspect the rest by July. State Senator Kathleen Vinehout represents Trempealeau County. I ask if she thinks the state is understaffed.
That is an understatement. The state is woefully understaffed.
Deb Dix describes herself as the contact person for industrial sand mining at the Department of Natural Resources.
We are governed by the authority given to us by the legislature, and I know it sounds like trying to avoid, but it's not. We have certain authorities for what we can and can't do.
One of the department's responsibilities is to review the terms of permits for sand mines. The most recent terms predate the frac sand explosion. They were written for gravel pits. Staff decided to rewrite them, says Water Division Administrator Russ Rasmussen. Meanwhile, the old ones expired last spring. New ones haven't come out yet, but the department has issued permits under the old ones. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.